Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom and Courage. If you're anything like me, your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt on Black Friday. And let's be real, sometimes it feels like we're just running from one demand to the next, always chasing that elusive feeling of enough. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 but never quite getting what you need? Well, guess what? Today's episode is all about flipping that script. We're diving into the powerful concept of self-denial, and trust me, it's not as grim as it sounds. Think of it this way. Self-denial isn't about deprivation or torture. It's about making conscious choices to prioritize what truly matters. It's about saying no to the things that drain your energy and yes to the experiences that build resilience, wisdom, and inner strength. So, let's break down five key takeaways that can help you master this art of self-denial. 1. Identify your distractions. We live in a world overflowing with distractions, from those endless social media feeds to the constant pings of notifications. These little diversions can eat away at your time and energy, leaving you feeling scattered and unproductive. Start by being honest with yourself about what pulls your attention away from your goals. You know that feeling when you're supposed to be tackling a project but find yourself scrolling through memes for the 100th time? Yeah, we've all been there. Identifying those distractions is the first step to taking control. 2. Embrace delayed gratification. Instant gratification is tempting, isn't it? But true fulfillment often comes from delaying our desires and focusing on long-term goals. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't expect to win on day one, right? It takes consistent effort, discipline, and the willingness to push through those initial discomforts. 3. Find joy in simplicity. In today's consumerist culture, we're constantly bombarded with messages that tell us we need more and more stuff, more experiences, more validation. But true happiness often lies in appreciating the simple things. A good book, a heartfelt conversation, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Practice gratitude for what you already have, and you'll find yourself less consumed by wanting. 4. Cultivate inner strength. Self-denial isn't just about saying no to external temptations, it's also about training your inner voice. When negative thoughts or doubts creep in, learn to challenge them with logic and reason. Remember, your mind is a powerful tool, use it to build yourself up, not tear yourself down. 5. Remember your values. What truly matters to you? Identify your core values, things like honesty, integrity, kindness, or courage, and let them guide your decisions. When you live in alignment with your values, self-denial becomes a natural expression of who you are. Picture this. You're at a party, surrounded by people all indulging in delicious appetizers and cocktails. Now, you've been working towards your fitness goals, so that tempting spread calls to you like a siren song. But instead of succumbing to the pressure, you remember what truly matters to you: achieving your health goals and feeling your best. You politely decline the appetizers and choose a refreshing water instead. You see? Self-denial isn't about depriving yourself, it's about making conscious choices that align with your values and long-term aspirations. So, my friends, let's sum this up. Self-denial is about prioritizing what truly matters, embracing delayed gratification, finding joy in simplicity, cultivating inner strength, and living in alignment with our values. It's not about deprivation, it's about empowerment. Ready to put these lessons into practice? Start small, choose one area where you want to practice self-denial this week. Maybe it's cutting back on social media time, resisting that impulse buy, or saying no to an obligation that doesn't serve you. Remember, every small act of self-denial strengthens your resolve and paves the way for a more fulfilling life. Share your experiences in the comments below. Let's build each other up. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review if you enjoyed today's episode. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep embracing the power of self-denial.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.